الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. صدق الله العظيم. We talk about istiqama all the time because istiqama is a quality that is very much required. Alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Muslims, we always try to do good and try to be good. Amal of khair is something that we do but there is a difference between doing amal of khair and becoming that khair becoming quality of the person. For example, I do generosity for some reason. I suddenly have some guests at home. I have not seen them for a long period of time. So I try to be generous. I offer hospitality. Do my best. This is amal of khair. You can say amal of generosity, amal of karam. But a person does not become kareem because of doing it once or twice. A person does not become generous by doing it once or twice or once in a while. Generosity once in a while is good but does not make a person generous. Likewise, we can think of any amal which we are required to do. Any amal which is praiseworthy is good. But that amal does not become quality of that person until and unless that person does it so frequently and does it so regularly that it becomes part of the personality of the person. You know, in our culture, we say, ye namazi hai. This person, he is namazi. We don't say to somebody whom you say once in a while that, you know, I saw him praying salah. You saw him praying salah, that is good. But that does not make him eligible to be called namazi. We only say to such people whom we see on a regular basis. Right? The same applies to dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is good. But remembering Allah Azza wa Jal is something, and becoming zakir is something else. Remembering Allah Azza wa Jal is different from becoming zakir. Zakir is the person whose quality is dhikr, who is associated with dhikr, who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal all the time and every time. That person is zakir. The reason why I am saying is this because in the Quran, in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way we are encouraged to do good, we are also encouraged in so many places to develop those qualities that generate good deeds. There are qualities which people can develop, and these qualities they generate good deeds. Sometimes, to make it simple, you can call it istiqama. Istiqama is a person steadfast on the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Indeed, those who said Allah is our Rabb, then they remain steadfast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised in the Quran, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also praised istiqama in many places. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. Say, I believe in Allah, and khalas, remain steadfast. Remaining steadfast has many dimensions, but a simple dimension of that is to do amal of khair so regularly and so frequently and with so much attention and with so much awareness that amal becomes quality of that person. For example, as I mentioned, generosity. Generosity is not an easy thing to achieve, because generosity means that we have to get rid of bukhl, stinginess. Human being is very much in love of his money. So in order to become generous, we have to do the amal of generosity regularly, frequently. Again and again, again and again, whether we like it, we don't like it, so that we become generous. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is generous, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He likes generosity. And Jannah is the place of generous people. Jannah is not place for people who are bakhil. Dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla is praiseworthy. So we do dhikr of Allah in the morning, we do dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the evening. But we need to develop the habit of doing dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla so frequently that dhikr becomes quality of the person. That is istiqama in dhikr. Tilawat of the Quran, alhamdulillah, every now and then we recite the Quran. That is good. Even reading one ayah of the Quran is good. But a person does not become from Ahlul Quran. A person does not become companion of the Quran until and unless he recites the Quran regularly. That is istiqama in tilawa. Istiqamat in tilawat. Whatever is convenient for us, one page, two pages, one surah, two surahs, quarter of a juz, half a juz, one juz, less, more. But that should be done regularly. And that should be done regularly for a long period of time, so that that becomes part of the person's personality. It does not become overnight. It takes long time. Even in worldly affairs, in worldly matters, we do not develop any habit easily. We do not make any habit quickly. It takes time for people to develop habits, whether good habits or bad habits. Bad habits are easy to be formed, but good habits, there is a lot of struggle. Lot of struggle to do good habit. I used to know a friend of mine. He used to walk 6 miles every day. Can we walk 6 miles every day? If we walk 6 miles once, we cannot say, well, I'm a fit person. I'm an athlete. I am a sports person. You have done it once. Or even if you do it once in a while, we don't get that adjective. we don't get the title. It has to be done on the regular basis. And it has to be done for a prolonged period of time. But once it is done for a prolonged period of time, and once it becomes personality of the person, it is praiseworthy. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they remain steadfast. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَاللَّا تَخَافُوا. The angels descend upon them. Malaika of Allah Azza wa Jalla gives them comfort. Malaika of Allah Azza wa Jalla gives them companionship. Malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them assurance. Allahu Akbar. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. You do not fear and you do not have any grief. No fear and no worry. No fear, no grief. No depression, no anxiety. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And take the good news of the Jannah that you have been promised. My dear brothers, istiqama, it requires mujahada. It requires a lot of struggle. And it requires a struggle for a prolonged period of time. Unfortunately, we have not understood that this is also a requirement of deen to do mujahada for a long period of time. We assumed that deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, khalas, we can adapt the deen as and when possible. We can have deen embedded in ourselves as and when needed. We can fully immerse in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal whenever we like. This is a good wish, but in the real world it doesn't happen. In the real world it doesn't happen. In the real world, small things require effort. Istiqama, which is a quality of the people of Jannah. Istiqama, which is something Allah commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal, He commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. You remain steadfast the way you have been commanded. Allahu Akbar. The way you have been commanded. No right, no left. No looking around. Khalas, you know the path? Keep walking on this path. And this path is not an easy path. Has lots of hurdles, so many challenges, so many obstacles, sometimes temptations, sometimes pressures. But istaqim kama umrita, fastaqim kama umrita. You remain steadfast the way you have been commanded. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned in a hadith that Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they saw grey hair. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had about 14, in some narrations, about 14 grey hairs in his beard and also in his head. 14. 10 plus 4. That healthy he was until the end. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was very healthy, very fit sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he had about 14 gray hair. So once he started having gray hair, some sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, you are becoming old." You know, this is what we say, aged. Our Prophet ﷺ said, شَيَّبَتْنِي هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. شَيَّبَتْنِي هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. Surah Hud, and the sisters of Hud are making me old. Surah Hud and the sisters of Surah Hud, yani similar surahs. The other surahs of the Quran which have the same mana and which have the same message and content as the Surah of Hud. Shayyabadni Hudun wa Khawadwa. And ulama have said that in Surah Hud, this is the ayah which puts so much burden on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of which he became so much worried and so much concerned. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you remain steadfast the way you have been commanded. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is required to do istiqamah, what about us? Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was already on istiqamah. He was already on the right path. Right? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal already made him example for the right path. Yaseen wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursaleen. Indeed, you are from among the messengers. Ala siratun mustaqim, you are on the right path. You are on the straight path. Allah already gave him certificate, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are already on the straight path. Allah Azza wa Jal has already declared forgiveness for him. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. Your past and your future is already forgiven. Subhanallah. Past we can understand, Allah Azza wa Jal is generous, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah even declared future, that your future is also forgiven. Although Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'soom, and Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, they do not do anything wrong. They do not commit any sins as such. But this is the respect and honor Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you don't need to worry. We have already forgiven you. Knowing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to worry. Although he knew this, still he used to worry. Ulama have said that the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to worry is because of azamat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because of the ta'zeem of Allah Azza wa Jal. The greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart was so much that he used to tremble all the time. He used to fear all the time. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Allah Azza wa Jal more than anybody else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew Allah Azza wa Jal more than anybody else. And he obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal more than anybody else. Because obedience is a combination of all of this. Love. Because without love, obedience becomes very dry. Without love, obedience becomes very much difficult. Because love is a force that would push and that would drag. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved Allah Azza wa Jal more than anybody else. He feared Allah more than anybody else. And he obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal more than anybody else. So love was, muhabbat was there, ta'at was there, and khashiyah, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal was there. But also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the azamat of Allah Azza wa Jal. He had the recognition of the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal all the time. When these qualities, they come into a person's life at such a scale that that becomes part of the personality of the person, that he loves Allah all the time, he fears Allah all the time, and he is troubled with the greatness and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time, and he obeys Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time, then the word istiqama can be applied. But it is worth, because istiqama comes with a great reward. There is a reward in dunya and also there is a reward in akhirah. In dunya, Allah Azza wa Jal gives him tuma'nina. Allah Azza wa Jal gives him peace of mind, peace of heart. Allah Azza wa Jal would keep him safe. Allah Azza wa Jal will make him feel that Allah is with him, no matter what. لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. Do not fear and do not have grief. And in akhirah, all the believers, they want to have Jannah. So Jannah is guaranteed for such a person. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to understand the meaning of istiqamah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to do what is necessary to acquire istiqamah. One is to know, and other is to do the necessary stuff, necessary effort to acquire istiqamah. Our mashayikh, our teachers used to say that there are two types of tests. There is a test of the people of the world, and there is a test that Allah Azza wa Jal, He takes. The people of the world, they test for your knowledge. For example, you know, a child goes to madrasa. Ustad will say, how many farz are there in salah? He will count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many sunnahs are there? There are more than 50 sunnahs in salah. Right? There are sunnahs of qira'at, sunnahs of qiyam, sunnahs of ruku, sunnahs of sajda. MashaAllah, my son is doing great. My daughter, she is doing great, right? He will be passed. We'll get a certificate, we'll come home, everybody is happy that we are doing very well. That is how it is in dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal will not ask how many sunnahs are there in salah. Allah wants to see whether you have performed those sunnahs in salah or not. Allah Azza wa Jal will not ask how many farz are there in the prayer, how many sharait are there, how many arkan are there. Allah wants to see the salah that you have performed. This salah, has it been performed with all the sharait, all the arkan, all the adab, or not? You know it, that's not a big deal. Allah wants to see it in action. As Muslims, we know the faraid of Islam, we know the wajibat of Islam, we know what is halal, what is haram in Islam. But Allah wants to see that in our life, in reality, and that is istiqamah, and that's not a joke, that is a very serious matter, and we need to take it serious. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.